Hello, my friend. I hope you're well, and maybe you're gathered with some friends right now. So I greet each of you and all of you, and welcome you on a continuation of your vacation. If you took time and listened to Greg and I in a while ago, he and his wife were heading out on a vacation, and I've been blessed to have time, too, with friends. And it might only be a day or part of a day when we really have a chance to do what we think of as a vacation. Departing from the norm, maybe, and taking time off, possibly, and going somewhere where we can have fun or relax or be with friends in a special way. Step aside from the clock. That's a big one. Not live a life measured by time, but find ourselves at the end of the day or the beginning of the day just being delighted. Feeling the light of the moment. The lightness of the moment. The rest that vacations bring us, whether, again, they're brief or long. So, but I'm going to ask you, invite us all to continue our vacations. Just to even go more deeply into this deep sense of Vacatio Dei and just step right out there. Now, for anybody who might still be involved in the habit and practice of going to school, I'm not saying you can't go to school or don't, even though school starts, some of ours, earlier than usual. Labor Day, all of a sudden, is upon us soon. But no, and nor am I saying don't go to work tomorrow. If you've been away from it a while, I mean, that's your choice. But I would suggest that it's moving into what we call the normal in a wonderfully, outlandishly different than normal way. The word outlandish came to me this morning when I was looking out over the water and thinking my eye and my spirit went out from the land, that I felt myself traveling out over the waters here where we had been last night in a boat, where we journeyed off to look into a cove in a large bay, the sky, which was strikingly beautiful, partly because the sun wasn't showing itself on its own, but rather breaking through the clouds and streaks and bacon strips of color and brightness and darkness and some somber colors and others that we would call the colors of Easter. Yellows and pinks and purples blending, and it was outlandishly beautiful. Not the sunset we went looking for, but rather the one we found. It quieted our hearts as we enjoyed a couple drinks and rested there and just continued to enjoy the time. It deepened that outlandish, off-the-land time. So as that word surfaced again and has now, I checked it out. I thought, okay, what's the definition? And my friend Siri helped me. It's conspicuously or grossly, unconventionally unusual. Something that is, or if we are being outlandish, we're being unconventional all of a sudden, unusual. We're in a gross, meaning very large sort of way, and maybe conspicuous, maybe to ourselves, because maybe there's something from our vacation that invites us to still have that sense of vacation, that hollow opening in us now. That capacity to still listen deeply. Not because we would say, I have all the time in the world, now I'm on vacation, but because we have all the time in the world. Here in this rich, rich, rich quiet, and I almost began this podcast outside because of the breeze and the sound of the leaves and the beauty of being outlandish. Oh, I love the land and all that's here on the side of a bay where I am now, and I love walking and working the land. I don't mean to depart from it. What I really mean is the beautiful meaning of the largeness and richness that while we are here, we risk going deeper, that we would unconventionally be here. In a world or culture, commercial especially, that would invite us to be fairly quick and superficial in our decisions about what we want and how we would use them and maybe discard them and move on to the next, we take time here. Let time go. And go on vacation all year. You know, find our own practices. You have yours. And if you don't, gently don't judge yourself, try them. One beautiful one is pointed out for me in Matthew and Luke, and I'll just mention the chapters. In Matthew, it's 6 and begins in 25 until we move to what is called chapter 7. Jesus is talking, and it's a continuation of the beautiful, what we call, Beatitudes, and he continues to instruct his students. He's taken time. They departed. It was a type of a vacation. They went to a mountaintop. Luke would have us out on a plane. But it's plainly different from where we usually are when we listen to the Lord speaking to us. And in Luke, it's one of the favorite passages of Francis. And it's quite beautifully and simply, "Fear not, little flock. No longer fear, little flock, for your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom."
Do not fear, my little flock, for the Father is glad to give you the kingdom. Wherever your treasure is, there also your heart will be. And the Father is glad
somehow in our moments of opening up. We begin to feel and sense this outlandish truth that rather than fear motivating us or the need to get the next, we sit in the bounty of the now. In one, Jesus invites us to call our Father, who is pleased to give us the kingdom, who shares bounty and wonder with us now, outlandishly so, grossly and hugely, largely, love beyond love beyond love. In Matthew's gospel, his community, the gatherers of that day of meaning and depth of what's happening, hear these words. All these things are what others seek. The word pagan is used, which is someone unfocused with an experience of God. And then we hear Jesus say, "But your heavenly Father," there's that relationship again, "knows what you need, knows you need them all. So seek first the reign of God and God's justice," which is our relationships with everyone and everything else that we put first. Why? Because the outlandish love of God invites us now to hold our hollow open and let it be filled in this quiet moment with God's love. All these things, the gospel continues, will be given you besides. And so there's that openness of days seemingly past or this moment as we transition back. And it is the in the now, the as it was in the beginning of this time away is now and ever shall be if we leave the hollow of our heart open to the bounty of our God who loves us now. And then our readiness to help the next person and care for the child beside us or go back into the school setting or go about our work day all of a sudden has a spring to it, an outlandish love within it, an unconventional approach to the world. My friends, enjoy your time and deepen our lives with each other in quiet prayer and hold this painful world in our hearts. For so many don't have a chance or haven't found a way to take a break, go deep, and feel the outlandish goodness of God's peace right now. And so we journey there with each other. We continue this Vacatio Dei journey for them as well. For we live not only for ourselves, but for our sisters and brothers. For our Father has heard our needs and is so pleased to give us the kingdom of peace and justice and everlasting love.
Do not give you the kingdom. Wherever your treasure is, there also your heart will be. And the Father is glad to be your shield. I have come not for the rich, I have come for the poor of soul.